This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Zimbabwe. And
some good news.
Some good news, yeah, where Section 79 of the criminal codes there made it illegal to transmit HIV to a partner, which...
On first reading, you think there's a lot of that steal thing
and all those things. No, either knowingly or unknowingly.
So if you the law is if you even if you unknowingly transmit it, you can be punished.
That's right, up to 20 years in prison. And you know, 16 people have been arrested or prosecuted under this law between 2015 and 2018. So that's only in like 3 years.
But now the good news is that Zimbabwe's parliament has repealed this law after many international, many members of the international community, particularly UNAIDS, who were in there trying to, you know, really drive this change.
And the executive director of UNAIDS, Winnie Binyima, said public health goals are not served by denying people their individual rights. And I commend Zimbabwe for taking this huge important step, because obviously people are not going to seek treatment.
No, they're going to avoid it, which actually then potentially spreads further.
Tested, so obviously it doesn't serve public health to have this kind of laws.
Yeah.
I mean, stealthing is a different thing. Do you know what we call stealthing? And when you go out knowingly.
Knowingly and intentionally, yes. Yeah. And look, in most countries, I'm pretty sure even here in Australia, that's... That is illegal as well, and I think for a country, you know, much of Africa and was ravaged by HIV and AIDS, yeah.
and the prevalence is really high, it's taken a long time to change this. Yes.
They've still got 1.2 to 1.3 million people living with HIV in the country, so it is still definitely a significant problem.
Yeah.
Across the USA now, where the name Disney, everybody knows the name Disney. Well, one of the Disney heirs has come out publicly as transgender in response to the Don't Say Gay bill. Now, we've mentioned this bill in the past. It's going up in a number of states, particularly Florida, which is the home base of Disney.
It went through in Florida, I think.
It has gone through.
It's emulated other states to do the same.
Yes. And of course, when it went through in Florida, the Disney Corporation itself was quite silent, and it has led to a number of repercussions. You know, their staff have walked out, and there's been quite an outcry. Well, Charlie Cora Disney, who was, as I mentioned, an heir to the Disney name, has opened up about their identity, and other members of the Disney family have pledged $500,000 to the Human Rights Campaign, which is America's largest LGBTQ advocacy group. Roy Disney, who's the great nephew of Walt Disney and the co-founder of the Walt Disney Company, he and his wife have been members of the Human Rights Campaign for over 20 years. They said, "Equality matters deeply to us, especially because our child, Charlie, is transgender and a proud member of the LGBT community." So they're really standing behind them.
So do we need Disney to go a step further and have LGBTIQ role models in every single production?
Why not? Yes, we do. We wouldn't mind seeing that. It's a famous, recent Disney movies have sort of put hints in and
yes,
things
they have,
that if
but
you want to see it, it's there. And if you don't, you probably miss it.
It's not openly there. Because one of the things that they were saying that they grew up with very few openly gay role models.
Yes.
So, you know.
And I think that is something that they could very much look at, couldn't they? Yeah. And then in other related news, Disney is one of four companies that will air a new public service announcement from GLAAD, which is the big advocacy organisation, and it features a transgender teen and calls for nationwide support of LGBTQ youth. So maybe they're trying to make amends for, you know, their lack of initial response.
And in So there's a landmark decision through a UN Women's Rights Committee that found that the criminalization of consensual same-sex intimacy between women and is a human rights violation. So obviously there was a case brought in by Rosanna Flame Caldera, executive director of Equal Ground, the main LGBT organization in Sri Lanka, with the support of Human Dignity Trust.
Who we've had on the show a number of times. They do really great work.
Yes. And because in Sri Lanka, same-sex relations are criminalized, being male or female. So the criminalization it
basically says that if you are a signatory to the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, of which a hell of a lot of countries are. I'm just looking for the number. I think it's well over 100.
Yeah.
If you're a signatory and then you still criminalize same-sex sexual acts, particularly for women, then you are in breach of the convention that you have signed.
And it's this decision is really significant for millions of criminalized lesbian and bisexual women, because most of the 40-plus countries that currently criminalize same-sex intimacy between women have signed up to the convention and are now in violation of its binding legal obligation.
So this is really interesting as to where this will go, because it's a UN committee, which means it's sort of not gone through the main forum, but it is another tool for the UN to influence these countries and, you know, take them in another step towards decriminalisation. Not going to happen fast, but it's another pressure that can be put. And it all comes from people like Rosanna, who put her name forward, who took her case forward. So yeah. And in brief,
Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar warns that we can't take LGBT plus progress for granted as Britain backslides.
In the USA, Alabama governor signs what is called the most anti-transgender legislative package ever into law.
And life-saving HIV drugs arrive in Ukraine as war threatens to turn clock back on epidemic.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.